I did like your post from the like Crazy Electric Pussycat Club.
Yeah, the cat's meow. It's a fun place.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Karaoke club that only has like party songs. So it's karaoke, but nobody can get into like the downer songs. You gotta have all party music.
Was there a party in the USA?
That was once, yes.
Ooh, nice.
That makes sense.
And
always moving your head like, yeah.
The hostesses, the women who ran the show were just amazing. Like, I'm pretty sure one was a professional dancer. They were just so lively, and they kept everything moving.
So was there both party rocking and we're sorry for party rocking?
There was party rock. I don't believe there was. But no apology to party rock? No, there was no apology. But yeah, it was a fantastic, fantastic time right up until yesterday morning at 4 a.m.
So we got his release notes and our normal stuff, and that's it.
It's tons of stuff. That's like the normal amount of stuff. Normally you log on and say, well, there's no news. It's going to be like a 5-minute show. And an hour later, here we are.
It's not my fault you guys dragged this stuff out. I just want to talk about Puzzle Quest. Have any of you guys watched Lock and Key yet?
No.
I don't even recall what it existed. That is.
This is a Netflix show based on the Lock and Key comic, which was originally written by Stephen King's son. Pretty good. Pretty good.
What is, check it out. Like, any more information? Like, what is it? What?
Dad gets murdered. Family moves across the country to his ancestral home. They find magic keys that do things. Plot ensues.
Hmm. I'm going to open up the channel so the Samurai's comments will start making sense to people.
Okay. That seems good. Hey, Craig.
Yo.
Do you want to go to Pittsburgh and see Primus this summer?
That's tempting.
They are doing a...
are they doing the Willy Wonka album?
No. They are doing a full cover of Rush's Farewell to Kings album.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
How much are these tickets and when is this?
It is on June the 28th at Stage AE.
Wait a minute. What is pinball?
That is probably, if I remember correctly, July 31st, August 1st, somewhere in that zone.
Boy, I've forgotten the name of the pinball thing. Replay.
Replay FX.
Oh, it is July 9th.
July 9th this year. That is way earlier than last year.
9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see who's playing concerts around that time if you want to try to pack in more. But Primus is specifically on the 28th. They are.
I don't think I could spend like 2 weeks straight in Pittsburgh.
No, I think we could come home and just go back. Let's see who's opening for them. How do you feel about Wolf Mother?
They have a song I've heard of.
Yeah, I come out very much in favor of Wolf Mother opening for Primus.
Yeah, I only know their one song, but I enjoyed it. Where does it say where it is? Oh, Stage E, you said that.
Yeah.
So outdoor in June, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Casino's right there.
Yeah, everything's right there. It's the same Pittsburgh that we know and enjoy, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, I love everything about Pittsburgh. You go to Club 36, get some drink on.
Yeah, I guess.
Or just waste all of our time at the casino, you know.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
So that was that pitch.
Prime is covering Rush. That's something. Sounds like a good time.
Oh, no. Hey, Ray, what are you doing that same weekend? Did I just say... Oh, no. Wait, what month is 8?
August?
August, yeah.
Oh, what are you doing August 27th?
I have no idea.
You want to go up to Scranton and see Faith No More?
You got it all, but you can't have it. It's in your face.
You can't grab it.
Did you see what Samurai said? That would be epic.
It would be.
I'm not that big
I've seen
of a,
in concert.
Not that big of a Faith No More fan, so. I mean, I like them, but it.
I am.
I'm really
concerted
out.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, because I'm not a huge Korn fan, but I do like Faith No More.
Ugh. You have to watch Korn?
See, I like Korn.
Oh, see, I like Faith No More. But I think I didn't see this until I checked it out. It looks like the real seller for me is that Helmet is going to open up for both of them. I'm like, yeah, I can drive to Scranton. I can do all these things. That Primus concert, Primus covering Rush, pretty darn exciting if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right.
That's two good bands that, you know.
Taste great together?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, anything else to discuss before we kick off this show now that Ray's not dead?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's wrap this up.
All right. There was a big controversy over the episode number this week.
Uh-oh.
Somebody vaulted us into the future and said it was episode 320.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Ian will be dead before we get to episode 320.
I can only hope.
Wow, I'll just call it now.
So early this
year. We're probably going to cancel the show by episode 300.
You guys tease me that every 100 episodes, so I'm not going to believe that.
All right, Ian, by 300, you're out. We'll wrap it up.
All right, that's fair.
That's only another 70 weeks, another year and a half. True Believers, welcome to the 230th, I say, installment of the Postal Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ray, who's not dead. We got Ian, who's sometimes alive. Hello.
He is. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. You guys almost had a first time ever event. We were so close to losing Ray. It was going to be the first ever Craig and Ian show, which is my absolute nightmare / fantasy.
No, I'm still in this thing that will someday when I win the lottery and I'm a billionaire, you and I are going to host a radio show and it's going to be glorious.
We're just going to argue with one another?
Yes.
I'm just
going to pay for air on satellite radio and we're going to have our own channel and it's just going to be us yelling at each other.
Well, I figured this episode, you know, you would come on and you'd be like, well, there's nothing to talk about. It's going to be a short show. And then without Ray here to break it up, the sitcom bracket would have lasted 7.5 hours.
I could see that.
That could be. Because it would be a deadlock for...
Yeah, well, this one's a draw.
I haven't looked ahead, so I don't know. But...
It's a draw.
Actually, we got a couple that might have that possibility this week, so...
They can't be a draw, Ray. There's three of us.
Yeah, but I can see one person sitting there and just pondering and pondering.
Journey with the Pretenders. I want to go to that, too.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It sounds great. I didn't see the Pretenders last time I had a chance, and I regretted it. Mm. Where's Burger Town, UP, Pennsylvania?
It's right by Hot Dog Evan.
Yeah, I figured.
It's right outside Intercourse and Blue Balls.
By French Fries? I'll go look up Burgett's Town.
All right.
But anyway, do the show instead.
February 19th to the 26th of 2020. 100 Deadpool dailies. Did I update those? I don't think I updated those in any way, shape, or form. Let's say today was Captain Marvel, tomorrow Battery Man. Then it's Iron Fist, Ragnarok, Kamala Khan, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, and Vision. Let's go with that. Over the 5-day 4-star crash! My liver.
Yeah.
Lower, dude.
On the 12th was Bucky. How'd that go for you?
Bucky? Really?
Are you sure? I don't remember doing that. Did I skip that one? Because I feel like I would have won that one.
Wasn't it Bucky?
Doesn't ring a bell.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure because I have a championed Bucky and I felt like I was successful, but I can't imagine forgetting to play the Crash for 4 straight days. Like, I forget a lot of things. I'm telling you, every day I log on and I see that we're down a person, I'm like, oh, nuts, I forgot to play again. Ray's going to be so disappointed in me. But it wasn't me. I've been playing regularly.
It was not you. We are down a player for the last little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember Bucky. I probably won if it was Bucky versus, let's say, Black Panther. But
yeah,
I don't think that was recently.
Was. I just looked it up, and I somewhat remember that. I thought we already talked about it, though.
Yeah, I don't remember that being the most recent one.
Mm.
Well, I said not the most recent one, the 12th.
Mm.
The most recent one was Captain Falcon, He's Your Hero.
Well, that's still happening, isn't it?
Yes, that's the most recent.
Yeah, I don't remember either of these. Uh-oh, I gotta sober up.
Wow.
It's early onset Alzheimer's at 40 is killing me. I'm sorry, I lied. I'm 41.
50 years old.
But I can't stretch, kick, or stretch.
That's true.
Everything hurts.
So did you play Captain Falcon versus Carol?
I did, but I don't think I won because he's not a good enough character to waste ISO on to champ. And I have him at 5-5-3, and, you know, Carol's there intentionally to punch through his shields, which would otherwise make it easy to win.
Right.
So my first boostless tries have been a struggle.
Mm. Well, you can't fire yellow until you got enough red.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
How can you have any red if you don't have your yellow?
Exactly.
You gather up yellow, and then you gather up red, fire them both, and yeah, it's
I think
over.
you underuse the amount of gathers.
Yeah.
Gather up yellow.
I understand that the podcast would only be a finite length, so.
Yeah.
As opposed to this fight.
I'll try it again, and I think I'll be successful.
All right.
I'll do one of those things where he gives you extra red.
Coming up after that is what appears to be John Carter versus Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, that clearly means Peggy Carter versus Wasp, 4-star.
Why is John Carter Wasp?
What?
It's Janet.
Why is Janet 4-star Wasp?
Well, but why is it John Carter?
Because Peggy Carter of Mars. John Carter of Mars? Peggy Carter?
I was just letting Susan Sarandon play Peggy Carter in my brain.
No, it's definitely Peggy Carter versus 4-star Wasp.
All right.
And by definitely, I mean this is a trustworthy graphic.
That's very interesting. Donkey Teeth says that the key to winning that the previous fight is to letting her, Captain Marvel, do her black power so it puts out a Stractile for you and then buff that because that's his other power.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, yeah, give that a whirl.
I mean, I'm not going to when you say let her, I'm like, I'm not going to deny black. That just sounds like work. So, yeah, eventually that's going to, happen.
I thought Ray was the one who's dying.
I know. I decided to follow his lead and had some chicken wings for dinner, and hopefully they were not as undercooked.
Yeah, I totally disagree with the one thing. Everybody always says, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. No, what I had is exactly what I would wish on my worst enemy. Yeah, so I haven't eaten in 2 days with a case of food poisoning. So that was fun. The ER yesterday, they got a lot of fluids back into me, two IVs, and I'm doing better. So still not back on the taking in of food, but yeah.
That's for rubes anyway.
Have some nice cinnamon toast, dip it in some tea, it'll be great.
Nope, none of that. Just tell everybody you're practicing intermittent fasting.
Right. It's
true, that is all the rage.
Well, I've worked my way up to pure chicken broth, so... Yeah. Living the dream.
All right. In Storyland, Venom Bomb's running to get you a Kamala Khan, Karnak and Carnage shards. Top 100 folks get MODOK covers and shards, and Widow shards. And then 101 to 400 get Battery Man and Widow and MODOK shards over there, too. These rewards are getting really long. And the Unstable ISO 8's coming up next. They get you Battery Man, MODOK, Black Widow, and MODOK shards. And then Wasp covers and shards, and Doctor Strange shards, and shards and shards and shards, and Rocket and Strange and Wasp and shards. Shards. Base Ghost season's still running. Fresh cuts coming up. That'll get you a Magic cover and shards. Psylocke. Top folks get Medusa and shards. And Infinity War Cap and some shards. And then more shards and some more shards. I'm going to have to leave out all these shards in future episodes because I just can't stand reading them all. Shards. All right, Edie, sitting down.
Oh, I'm sitting down.
All right, we got a 196 patch clue.
Ooh.
It is bring in the Cats of Peace. So, A, either we're getting the Thundercats.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Which would be awesome. Or you convert Cats of Peace into Dogs of War. So you're getting the Hetu Zarazi.
I don't know what that is.
They are the Wakandan spy assassin group, the Dogs of War.
Oh.
Or you're getting something that has nothing to do with any of these, and it's going to be a super dumb character that I won't want to talk about next week.
Okay.
I don't know.
No matter what the character is, you always make that claim, so that really doesn't narrow it down. I did like your logic, though. I feel like...
Look up the Hetu Zarazi.
Oh. I don't know about that. I don't know how that led to that. I just meant that... The opposite of bringing the Cats of Peace would definitely be let loose the Dogs of War. So that just... didn't you say it's a group?
That's what I said.
I mean...
It definitely is not going to be a group.
The Hetu Zarazi?
Yeah.
That's the Hetu Zarazi.
It's not going to be that. That seems silly.
Yeah.
They're the Dogs of War.
What do you have against Havoc?
Come on, Ray. You know what?
Seriously?
He's Summers?
He's a Summers!
Wow. Your hatred of that family knows no bounds.
Because they are the super douchey.
He seems nice, though.
Ugh, does not. That third Summers kid, too, that is always hinted about is the worst.
Are you sure? Are there more of them?
That's you know, that's been a running rumor for like 40 years.
Okay.
It's that there was, you know, the extra Summers kid. I'm sure Mr. Sinister's got 1,000 of them in some bottle somewhere.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Were there any other patch notes?
There were. So starting in Infinite Pursuit, the challenge mission will have a different color to help differentiate it from other missions. That'll be nice, because this time it's just been the normal white in these last few events. The text is no longer invisible when typing with dark mode enabled in the Alliance screen on iOS devices. All right. Peter Power. Peter Parker's power and a Red Rock, I don't know. Spider-Man stick around power is no longer able to stun the enemy team when there are four or more web tiles on the board, and Thanos's infinite power is on the board. So that's nice. Carolina Dean, Rising Sun, no longer displays a banner twice when the countdown tile expires. Well, for the one person using her, I guess they noticed that. Update text on Kitty Pryde's countdown tile text to more accurately depict what type of tiles are affected. The animation for Prophet of Null's blood feud is no longer displayed flipped in battle. I don't think I ever noticed that there was anything wrong with
that. No.
The 2099 Spider-Man, his name is now displayed correctly when purchasing his shards from the resource store. Ebony Maw, the display banner in battle now display steal random AP to more accurately match the power. The boost icons are displayed larger in the select team up / boost screen before entering a battle. Seems like an odd change. Required missions will properly display the sub name. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it means they were not properly displaying the sub name before.
Yep. Now they will.
There you go. Anything in other news before we get to brackets?
So, as updates reminded me, I've been using the internet recently. So apparently, in this Marvel Puzzle Quest game, there's something called challenge missions.
Mm.
And when there's one in clearance level 10, everybody needs to post about it and everybody needs to comment on it. How's that going for you guys?
Yeah.
I've just played it.
Really? Have you played the most recent one?
Have you played the one with Beta Ray Bill and Prophet of Null and Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
How'd that go?
I won it a few times.
Did you? Did you use Medusa, Prophet of Null, and Mr. Fantastic?
No, I used Gritty Kitty and Five Buck Chuck.
Ah, okay.
Really? Do you have him champed, Charles?
No.
Wow. Yeah, you know how many times I've played it? I have played that node 5 times. Do you know how many times I've won? I have lost 15 different characters. They just destroy me. There's nothing to do against that team.
Did you try what I said aloud? Did you make sure Mr. Fantastic Yellow was at a 5?
I have not tried that, no. Who was the third? It was Medusa Fantastic.
Medusa and Carnage 5-star.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Okay.
Yeah, it is devastating. Actually, I believe Joe posted it to the Facebook page and says, this is what hell looks like.
Mm. But he also posted the solution. Okay. The one that I suggested was my suggestion, and clearly it was not, because I don't know.
No, I'll give it a whirl. I still got a little time left.
Nice.
Anything else?
We did have a few comments from Perandiac, our source for local news.
Okay.
Local news number one. Auntie Anne's, Cinnabon, and Carvel have opened in a single location on College Avenue.
That's true. Yes. Todd's been working super hard to get that, you know, all set up for us. And he was there for opening day, and we had a good time.
Nice.
All in one place, because no one likes to die alone.
Nice. I'm reminded once again that it hurts to laugh.
Sorry, dude.
Local news number two, Summer Smackdown. 4 businesses on Allen Street are suing to put an end to the summers on Allen. Apparently nobody is allowed to have nice things.
Yeah, we did get sued.
Okay. And finally, number three, Rutter's is opening a location in Bellefonte. It's some kind of truck stop deal that has adult slushies, and he says, I'm in.
It's a good competitor for Sheetz's.
Okay.
Food might be just a little bit better.
Hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Schmood is the pinnacle of gas station food.
Rutter's is pretty good food.
Skeptical about these claims.
Are you done?
Yes, that is it.
All right, let's go on to Superhero Showdown. Last week we had Doom versus Dormammu. Quick, tell me who wins.
Quick? Okay. A few Slowly's comments. Fine. One, I vote for Doom for two reasons. Because he's one of my favorite comic series. It was the newer Secret Wars in which God Emperor Doom existed and was by far and away favorite version of the Doom character. And two, because I love how y'all say Doom.
Doom.
That's good reasoning. We did get a comment that Dormammu beats Doom because Doom can't bend reality to force Dormammu into submission. Apparently the opposite we could infer is therefore true. Another comment said, so both Doom and Dorm know that the key to any battle is location, location, location. Doom wants to battle in his dimension. Dormammu wants it in the dark dimension. They sit down to negotiate terms. Doom jokingly says that he has come to bargain, causing Dormammu to get inside his own head and give up way too much in exchange for the dark dimension hosting the match. Doom exploits this, like he do, and triumphs over a house rules hamstrung Dormammu. Winner, Doom.
Ha. And I never considered that. With this bracket, I feel like that was very dimensionist of us to just presume that all the fights were here in this Earth.
So that is the way it goes. The number of votes, Doom, by a slight margin.
All right. Well, then that sets up the big battle this week.
Yeah, it does.
In the Enea Kai Decagon, where you've got aforementioned Doom versus some guy on a flat board. Who wins?
I think Ray and I are going to keep it light this week. This is a championship. We have been over Nornrad and Victor Von Doom.
1,000 times.
Many times now, in many different battles. And they are two very close to marquee characters in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Yeah, buddy.
I feel like anybody listening to this show or playing this game can easily conceive of who will win this. And by easily, I mean they know what's up with both these characters and can create their own scenario where their favorite wins. But I am really excited for the finale this year. They are very non-group, non-robot, top-tier characters.
Well, I don't know. How many Doombots show up?
Zero.
Then I guess, Surfer wins.
I don't know. I didn't make up the rules.
How many Doombots can Doombots fit into a night? Doom wins easy.
I take a Decacon. Like a barrel of monkeys. It's a high decacon of Doombots.
Have you ever actually wanted to see a barrel of monkeys? I think that would be cool to see once.
No.
Oh, no. That'd be gross and dangerous.
I don't like most swarms. I can't even imagine a swarm of monkeys confined in a barrel.
Well, I keep telling myself that I need to go one of these summers to go see the Cowboy Monkey Rodeo. So maybe they'll have a barrel of monkeys.
Maybe. I didn't even know that was an option, and why have we never gone before?
I don't know. Every year I say I'm going to go, and I never go.
Where is it?
It's at the Spikes Baseball Games.
What?
Yeah, every year they have one weekend, and it's Cowboy Monkey Rodeo.
It's available locally? Is it just monkeys dressed up as cowboys riding dogs?
Yes.
Yes. It's just like every year I say I'm going to go and see the Amish comic guy. I never get to go do that either.
There's an Amish comic guy?
Yes.
He can't be funny, though, is he?
Oh, I hear he is the hilarious. I hear good things.
So, wait. Are they... They're monkey cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Wasn't sure if you said...
I'm impressed that Samurai was able to pull up Raven the Amish comic that quickly. But no Cowboy Monkey Rodeo.
I wasn't sure if you had said that they were cowboy monkeys or monkey cowboys.
They're cowboys who are monkeys.
Are you sure? I really feel like they're monkeys that are cowboys.
Right, so they're cowboys that are monkeys.
Right, they're monkeys who have taken up the occupation of cowboys. They are not cowboys who have been transformed into monkeys.
What do you know?
I don't know, I'm just assuming. I feel like it's an important distinction to make.
They're not wearing cowboy hats. I'm not sure that counts.
Well, it depends which one you go to. If you go to Whiplash, the cowboy monkey, he's totally wearing his cowboy hat.
Oh, Whiplash the cowboy monkey.
Let's see. If you go to, let's see, that link.
Oh, it's a Bing link. I'm not clicking that.
That one's going to click on that. There's it's, no little it's picture. That goes
it's Cowboy Monkey Rodeo with the Harrisburg Senators. That was, you know, close enough to being here.
Do you notice that of all anybody posts a link, it has like the video that you can just click on? This one, it just says Bing, and Discord's like, I'm not touching that.
Oh, it says, sorry, this video is no longer available. Apparently, Cowboy Monkey Rodeo got pulled from the internet.
Video no longer available. Thanks, Bing.
All right, let's move on.
Do it, Doug.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah, sitcoms. That's where we're at.
Oh, yeah. All
right, to fill out the Sweet 16 here.
Yeah.
In the top left, we've got Bosom Buddies versus Modern Family.
Do you need a chance to try, Craig? Because, I mean, Modern Family's walking away with this one.
Never seen it? Go with Bosom Buddies.
I thought so.
Okay. Yeah, pretty easy for me. I found Bosom Buddies very entertaining. Cousin Larry is slightly annoying, but Modern Family is a real show.
Who's Cousin Larry?
You keep confusing Bosom Buddies with Perfect Strangers.
Yes, I do. All right, let me back up then.
There's no Cousin Larry in Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies, I always think of...
old Tom Hanks Bartokomous.
Yeah. I'm going to get that wrong every time, so let's just knock it out right now.
Hopefully you won't have to get it wrong after this, because Modern Family is superior to Bosom Buddies and Perfect Strangers.
It is.
Possibly even the two combined.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, move on.
We've got the, this is the theme to Gary Show. Gary Shandling Show versus Newhart. Again, I'm all on one side of the fence here.
I'm curious where Ian is.
I'm on the Newhart side of the fence.
All right.
All right, 3 for 3. That was easy.
Yeah, sweep.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
All right, moving over to the bottom right. We got, another one of these shows I've never seen. You guys are going to vote forward. Okay, Scrubs versus The Wonder Years. Winnie Cooper.
I know. I'm genuinely conflicted.
Winnie Cooper.
I love both of these shows.
Everyone loves Winnie Cooper.
On very equivalent levels.
Yeah, I'm not nearly as conflicted. Both really good shows.
Yeah.
Both very enjoyable, but the humor level on Scrubs, far superior.
Yeah, I agree with that, but there is something just profound and nostalgic about The Wonder Years.
Nostalgic? Absolutely, but...
Does it not hold up? Is that the issue?
Oh, that I have no idea.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that show in a really long time.
I can guarantee you that everything in Scrubs holds up.
It does. That show was hilarious. These are most...
Well, so far there's one vote for Scrubs. I don't know.
Was it Grinch?
No, it's Ray.
No, me.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like in Discord, and I was like, I don't know. Yeah, well, Craig is voting for Wonder Years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I knew I didn't want it to come down to this.
Scrubs. I mean, there are so many one-liners that you could just...
There are... I'd have to know if Wonder Years holds up. When I watched it the first time, it was the one of the best
Samurai keeps wanting you
seen.
To remind you that Scrubs had the worst final season of all time.
It did.
The key
it did have the worst.
Is to not watch the final season.
Yeah. Yep. The key is to let it end where it was supposed to end and pretend like they didn't bring it back minus all the characters for the final season.
Yeah, in my mind, just, it actually...
I don't know, so...
It did end, and like...
Right, and then they just brought it back for no reason and jammed Blonde Doctor and JD together, and we were like, deal with it. This is how we want it dead. It was like... Sorry, I was thinking about when... I can't even remember. What was the show where they made a final season for Night Court, and they forced Marky Post to get married to Harry? It was a totally separate show.
I don't remember this at all.
It was not Night Court, but... There's another hilarious sitcom that I watched where they demanded a final season to Night Court. Wasn't it 30 Rock? Wasn't there 30 Rock where Tracy Morgan or someone insisted that there be a final season of Night Court? Did I dream this?
I don't have any idea. I have not watched all of 30 Rock, so if I miss it, if it
I think it might have been 30 Rock. But either way,
maybe you were just hanging out with Tracy Morgan a bit too much one night. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but... I'm pretty sure it happened. And again, I don't know if the camp guaranteed that
Come
it was 30
on, Liz
Rock.
Lemon.
Oh, man. All right, it's Scrubs.
All right.
Woohoo.
Moving up to the top bracket, we got How I Met Your Mother. Ooh, this is a battle here. Versus I Love Lucy. I love both these shows.
I was going to say, you and Ray can have the battle. It's How I Met Your Mother by a million points.
Phew.
How I Met Your Mother had the second best finale that I've ever seen on a TV show.
I don't know if I would agree with that. Well,
no, it wasn't that high.
I think that finale was way too...
It had a little bit of everything.
It was way too drawn out. I kept thinking, like, all right, yeah, just let it end. Just
had like a three-episode epilogue, wrapped up every character and like minor cameo that was ever on that show. It was awesome, and I loved that show. I loved probably every episode of that show.
Yeah, I did too.
Even the Lily-centric episodes were pretty funny.
Mm, I'll watch all of those.
Yeah, but still, she was unfunny. Her hotness shouldn't play too much of a factor.
Yeah.
She was like the Lisa Simpson.
She was a horrible, horrible person who screwed her friends over time and time again.
Absolutely.
Not like Big Fudge. That guy's a gem. Like, that's the friend you want to have, is Big Fudge. I mean, you can't argue with him.
So, we're still waiting on Craig, right? I haven't actually
said.
Yeah,
where are you at, Ray? Because I'm torn.
All right, so there were comments. I'm going to go cut over to listener comments because there were comments on there the samurai brought up. Norman B616 says, Full House, I can forgive a lot, but this is going to take some time. And Samurai responded and said, I can't wait for their justification for voting How I Met Your Mother over I Love Lucy. To which Norman responded with, How I Met Your Mother was in color, so there you go, easy victory.
Thanks, Norman.
That doesn't weigh into my factors on TV shows.
Right.
I mean.
Thanks, non-serial killer listener. Let me tell you.
Norman?
A story that I could tell you when it's not up against 2.5 Men, which it's not. And again, this comes back to what I was discussing just a quarter of a bracket ago, is whether or not it holds up. I Love Lucy is not funny.
Right.
I understand that that it was groundbreaking. But not 1 second of that show is funny. I have watched episode after episode of episode.
You don't like Vitamita Vegemin?
No, it's not funny, Craig.
Vitamita Vegemin is a funny bit.
Not funny.
I can watch that show and go, oh, I can see how this was funny at the time. But none of it makes
me
laugh.
No.
None of it.
Not even a little bit.
So that's where I'm at.
I know, but the historical impact of I Love Lucy is very large.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
And the historical impact of How I Met Your Mother is next to nothing.
Right.
However, I love both these shows.
The entertainment value of How I Met Your Mother is off the scale, though. So
yeah, I'm voting on pure entertainment. You are correct. Historical value, one of these is one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, and one of these is Friends clone that's kind of funny. But boy, was it funny.
I got a guy for that.
He does.
Man. All right, surely based on the fact that it's got Judge Fudge, I'm going to have to also agree with How I Met Your Mother.
All right.
Nice.
Because I love me some Judge Fudge. So there you go. That's the bracket this week.
That's a good bracket.
Sweet 16 showdowns coming starting next week. Good times. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot more, actually. We've gone through, you know, local news and the bracket comments, so...
News!
Samurai did also say on Reddit that he suggested we call the new Shield Level 10 10-pack, what you get in for the 4K season reward, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tokens. No?
I don't dislike it, and I do miss the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, but I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I gotta let it warm up to room temperature so I can see how... all the flavors that are there.
Unfortunately, due to being on vacation and then not so much on vacation, I have really missed a bunch of PvP. So I don't even know if I'm getting 4K this season. It's gonna be tight. So we'll see. But hey, what else is here? D-Wing, I've got a wall of text. He said additional Richard Marx hits, Satisfied and Hazard. I don't know either one of those. But he did say, additionally, he had a celebrity rap battle against Kenny G on TBS that is everything you would hope it would be.
They were beating each other with, like, clarinets?
All right, maybe not everything Craig would hope it would be. There was a political discussion last week, apparently. He says, I want a mock-up of Craig's campaign materials, and he surely knows you can only find out what's in a bill after you pass it. Apparently that's true. And if Ian were to run for public office...
That's not true. It's just what the crapola that happens in Washington.
Right. If Ian were to run for public office, I imagine his slogan would heavily feature people are gross.
That's a true story.
And he finally says, I think that Joe needs to be called in to rule on rework recently. I think that Ragnarok was one of the very first to wear that mantle.
No. Definitely Sentry was earlier than Ragnarok.
I don't know. You remember when Ragnarok's power used to destroy the middle two columns? Yeah.
I do remember. Well, anybody who's been reworked since I've started playing the game gets the recently tag.
Sure. However, I would like to point out that when we had the devs on the one time, they didn't remember when Ragnarok would destroy those middle two columns. So
it was post environmental tiles. Post-environmental, if it's pre-environmental tiles, I'll probably not say recently reworked.
Okay. That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's two middle columns. That was a good destruction.
All right. Well, that's all we got, apart from the local news and stuff we already shared. So thanks, Willie.
Nice.
All right, then. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just
want to pump
you up.
Man, that was close. That was good.
Yeah, I just the cuff of my robe got caught on my on my chair, so I was a little slower than I wanted to be, but it was still pretty good.
Are you wearing your sleeping shirt?
No, I'm wearing normal PJ bottoms, and a robe. Are you still watching the XFL?
No, I've already forgot about it.
Oh.
I did not watch this weekend at all because I really totally, like, I was home. We had no plans this weekend, right? I was home all day Saturday. Did not watch any of it. Instead, I baked cookies and bread and totally forgot about football.
Ah, sorry. The internet kept telling me about the quarterback for Houston. Said he was incredible.
Oh, was he?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I ended up taking Owen to Scranton for his first time at Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh, how'd that go?
I'm sorry.
He loved it. It was a little bit loud for my liking.
Sure.
It's a little bit intense for my liking because the way that the playing of games is structured now is you buy time and you get unlimited amounts of play within that time. So, I mean, you're just, you know, trying to jam in as much play as humanly possible in, you know, a 2-hour window.
Did
so,
that just recently change? Because we took the nieces there at Christmas time and it was, you know, you got X many plays on a card.
Oh, nope, this was...
And each game took so many credits, and, you know, they kept wanting to spin the giant wheel from Price is Right to try and win a bunch of tickets.
Yep, nope, this was unlimited play.
Huh.
For 2 hours. 2 hours is at least an hour too long. But, you know, I figured I had to drive all the way up to Scranton, and it was Owen's first time there, and might as well just see how it went, and he loved it. It was a total success. We played a ton of ticket dispensing games. He played a lot of Super Monkey Ball. Game totally holds up, by the way.
Did it have Cowboys?
What's that?
Did it have Cowboys?
No. Oh, the Cowboy. No, there was no Cowboys. All right. There was just Chuck E. Cheese and the chef and Mr. Munch and all the other regular characters. Pizza is much better than I expected. Like, I expected to go there and be really disappointed and then be not disappointed because there was a Red Robin and a Popeyes right next door.
Ooh, Popeyes.
Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about who's buffed this week. So, in the 3-star land, you'll never guess what I did. I looked ahead. I realized after 230 episodes, I still didn't know what 3-star Angel did. So I opened up a little window.
Wow.
So Angel is boosted. His blue damage, he does damage on all levels. His blue damage is boosted. His green damage is boosted. His green attack tiles are going to be boosted. And the damage he does from his putting out the black countdown tile for aerial superiority, also damage, so boosted. If you use Angel 3-star for some reason, he'll be just as bad, but slightly more damaging. 3-star Electra, who I can't differentiate from 4-star Electra, also boosted. That probably, I don't know, her red probably does damage, her other one did. And let's assume that, did they incorporate some damage into her sidestep when she was recently reworked?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be boosted. Gamora, she is has a real low-cost red that'll do the correct amount of damage now that she's boosted. So you can use that. I mean, her Skullcracker also good. Same thing with the... She put out strike tiles for having a bad reputation. I think yes. Let's just go with yes.
All right.
They're going to be boosted either way. Whatever variety of tile she produces, boosted. Rocket and Groot, they already heal too much. They'll heal too much plus some. And I think they also put out strike tiles when they hatch a plan. So those will be boosted. Their green does something, but it's not very good. Vision, his AoE is going to be boosted. And his red laser beam, his forehead laser beam is going to be boosted. So there you go.
Man.
Boy, that's a sad mash of three stars.
It really is.
It's a real downer. Gamora is the best of the worst. Oh, let's see what's going on with these four stars. Ugh. Well, sorry. I just glanced up and starts off with Emma Frost and just gets better from there. There's a, we'll see. So the strike tiles she makes from her yellow, they'll be bigger, and the buffs that her yellow does to existing tiles on the board should be buffier. Her other stuff should not necessarily be impacted by being boosted. Oh, Emma, you should have been so much better than you were. Oh, well. Let's see what Ghost is up to. This is one of those people who I just kind of, they came and went in my life. Forgot all about Ghost. The healing that she gets from her purple increased. The damage she deals when unfazing with her red boosted. Oh, thank you. Luke Cage, he showed up. He does stuff.
Yeah, sweet Christmas.
Exactly. He deals damage with his yellow. He creates protectiles with his yellow. If Iron Fist is his friend, he creates more protectiles with his black. Those are all going to be large, and he throws a truckload of fiddle faddle at you with his boosted if there are no enemy special tiles on the board.
Yeah, those numbers.
He still throws quite a bit, even if there is, but if there aren't, that's a lot of fiddle faddle.
Yeah.
Ugh, the brand new, unreworked North Star. His blue does a Scotia damage. He does a little bit of health burst with his yellow and a little bit of damage with his black. So health and damage bursts, boosts as far as North Star is concerned. The good in my mind, but not in practice, Wiccan. The damage that he deals from his chain lightning will be boosted. Turning into the Demiurge and his magical barrier shouldn't be impacted by the boost, I don't think. Yeah, he's not strong enough to tank in any of the abilities that makes him useful outside of the crash. Hang in there, Wiccan. Someday. So yeah, see what Samurai says. He says that all these characters are awful. So he shared a picture of his youngest cat, Chairman Meow, which, yeah, that's what I said. I won't lie. It made me chuckle. I was proud of him for that pun. So, yeah, there you go. Samurai says, stick with the teams that you like this week. Boost will not help you. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's head over to Not Quite Dead. Team up time with Ray.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
It's not that sad. I mean,
okay. Well, I figured because you were sick.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ian, I have a question for you.
What
is that PvP event where you use three different characters, one from each ranking, a 2-star, a 3-star, and a 4-star? Do you know what the name of that PvP is?
Combined forces.
Combined arms, Samurai says. You were really close.
I was close.
I had no idea what it was. So I believe this was your suggestion for combined arms a very long time ago. So that's what I'm going with. It's a 2-star,
that's dangerous,
3-star, and 4-star team. So you start off with your 2-star being Bullseye at a 5-3-5, I believe is the way to have him. The real key is you want a 5 in his adamantium bones so that he throws out more and more projectiles. If you have it lower, he doesn't throw that many out. If you have it at a 5, there's no limit. You just keep throwing them out. Put that.
Yeah, and both.
Yeah, go ahead.
Both teams make them if purple is matched.
Yes.
Like a purple match on either side will create projectiles.
Right, and the AI is not smart enough to realize that, and it'll just keep making them.
Yep.
The second, Sam Wilson, 3-star, which I don't think he might be on another boosted team somewhere or team up time somewhere, but his key, I personally love Red Wing. I mean, it's so nice to have it taking out special tiles. It's so versatile. Yeah. But he also will boost tiles when you make a yellow match, so that'll help out on those protect tiles. Bird Strike now has some decent AoE, so that's nice. But then your third, you throw in a 4-star Wasp, and she can convert those protect tiles that have been thrown out and been boosted by Falcon. She can convert them into strike tiles, as well as making them. And you can bounce them back and forth and just keep boosting them all the time, as much as you can, for 8 yellow. And, yeah, it's
I think it's only 5 yellow.
Is it?
Mm.
Yeah. It may be. Yeah. That might be the original number.
Yeah, the recently reworked. It's 5 yellow.
Okay. So, really decent team. It is a special tile base team. But I don't know when the last time is that ran. Like, I made a note of this, and I don't think it's run since, the combined arms. So
right.
I was saving it up, hoping it would be coming up soon. So maybe it'll be coming up soon in between seasons here, and you can try this team out.
Nice. Yeah, you're right. You're sort of right. It would be good. It would be fun in something like that. Otherwise, it's not really a decent team.
Well, I mean, combined arms, you have to use the 2-star.
Right.
So,
correct.
So there you go. That's your team up for this week.
Nice.
And as always, thanks, Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go to the OG then and open up some tokens brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
I've only got one to open this week.
Do it, Doug.
All right. It's a 4-star. Rye. Will I Ams.
Mm-hmm.
Okey-doke.
Good character. Super.
Do you have a surplus?
I have 2.
All right, I'll go next. Oh, I almost got to see it ahead of time, but I couldn't quite tell. Spider-Gwen, Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb. All right, go with a standard eye poking. It is a 4-star. Have you noticed in the most recent update there are more, like, rays of sunshine coming from behind the token? I don't know.
I have not noticed that, but the internet told me about that, and I looked and looked and looked and just couldn't see it.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. Yeah, to me, it stands out every time. In any case, I got a 4-star. It's blinking at me here. It is a 4-star Carnage.
Nice.
Alien yes. Instinct. And yeah, there you go. There's a picture of it in Discord. And secondly, I'm going to poke him in the jugular notch. I haven't done that in a while. Nope. Okay. It's a 4-star Mysterio. For my next Ooh. Trick. So that'll get Carnage up to a 325 and Mysterio to a 282. All right. This guy.
This guy. Sorry, I was looking at I opened up a token so that I could see if there was more sunshine, but I didn't have a point of reference for old sunshine, so I just can't tell.
You're my sunshine.
Thanks, this sunshine? Guy.
I don't know. Ian, what's on the podcast network that has nothing to do with wrestling?
Oh, my goodness. I would say the pinnacle of all podcasts, The Profane Argument, is available, along with other podcasts like this one and wrestling-based podcasts, on the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
You can check them all out at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Sorry, I'm deflating, apparently.
Deflator mouse.
Yeah. I've got nothing.
All right.
Samurai says, what about, wings on wings? Wings squared.
Yeah! Wings on wings. We're eating wings. Listening to Wings. I forgot all about that. Did that ever manifest? Is that a real podcast? Did I dream that? Was that the same time that I was watching them remake the final season of, Night Court?
I think so.
I thought I saw that there was one episode posted. Hopefully they don't have done more since then. I don't know.
I don't know. I have no interest in Wings over Wings. I'd be forced to watch Wings. All right, let's wrap this up. Thanks everybody for joining us this week. Next week maybe we'll talk about Puzzle Quest and not just random jibba-jab. I don't know.
Probably not.
All right. Comment suggestions. Like that you want to hear more Puzzle Quest on this show. Direct all those at Ray. He's on the mend. He can totally take all the angry letters you want to send this way. Or you can head over to the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage and buy some stuff. CafePress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3. That's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, the Sweet 16 coming at you. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Good night, ladies. together.